Hey, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, and we are live for hour one of the NutriMedical Report on February 13th. 2 days, one next day, of course, is Valentine's Day. We have a Valentine's Day sale going on between the Friday the 14th right through the Monday, which is going to be Monday the 17th, and we're going to have our 7% sale. On Saturday is my 68th DOA day, dead on arrival day, I call it. We'll get into that joke later. Ryan, I want to talk about the NutriMeds, and of course we have the First Line Defense Kit. I've been in contact with the president. We did manage to make contact. We've also been in contact with Ron Klatz, trying to get through to 30,000 doctors. We also have transitioned. We're now, all the shows are on live video, and when we transition to do Genesis on Match 1, we will be doing live audio on the Genesis network to all our radio stations and networks, but also live video on the platforms, Livestream, Vimeo, YouTube, and Facebook worldwide, and all the social media on the planet instantaneously. So we've massively increased our audience in the last few weeks, and we now have a new deal with Genesis. It's fantastic. I've been with them now. It'll be approaching 16 years with a few breaks here and there to get more airtime and get a better contract. I want you to talk about the latest in terms of what's happening with our NutriMeds. And, of course, we talked about our first-line defense kit. I want to go over some of the components to start with. And let's see if I can pull up the first-line kit, see if I can find that here. Here we are. The descriptions are inside the kit. If you look at the picture here, you'll see several of the components I want you to talk about because you're an expert on those. The Power C Plus is extremely important, and the Allicin Med. Can you talk about those two, Power C Plus and Allicin Med? Power C Plus will stop the cytokine storm of this new coronavirus. And by the way, the Indian scientist who sequenced it in December got sanctioned because he actually found that there were four genes inserted from HIV. The CDC has now declared last week that you have to monitor someone's CD4 cell count because it's like getting a respiratory virus like the cold that gives you AIDS. And the public health director from Hong Kong that was there for the 2003 SARS, who's considered one of the top experts in the world, stated that he expects this virus to affect 60% of the world's population. And I have directly from the Communist Chinese people, from my contacts in China last week, and I've interviewed Dr. Francis Boyle. This virus has a 16% case fatality rate, and that means that in China they're burning so many bodies. I have contacts, and it's now on BBC and other news that it's generating so much sulfur dioxide they're detecting it by our U.S. satellites, the SO2 over China, from burning bodies in their crematoria. So you have to understand, we have the solution. Even if they had a virus like the remdesivir and their anti-AIDS drugs, they're not going to be available for the public for a year. Even if they do help, they may be very toxic, and they'll be expensive as hell, and there'll be a limited supply. We have it available right now. So let's talk about the Power C Plus. You can use this for any sepsis. If you've got somebody in septic shock in the ICU, even if they're in a coma, you could have a feeding tube. But vitamin C, ascorbic acid, literally turns off the cytokine storm that causes septic shock. It's not the virus or virus or pathogen in your blood that kills you. It's your release of free radicals and cytokines that kills you. And this stops it. The other one that helps is cell defense, which we're going to talk about. Cell defenses are 800% more absorbed curcumin, and it'll turn off the cytokine storm. It's the most sacred nutraceutical on the planet is turmeric or curcumin. And these two, and then I want you to talk about the Allicin Med, because we have a German-sourced Allicin that's 200 milligrams more than Peter Jostling's Alamed, and Allicin. And our Allicin Med is 200 milligrams more and less than half the price, so it's a fantastic antipathogenic for not only viruses, bacteria, and fungi. So let's talk about these right now, because I think people understand you better get your orders in now, because we're going to get slammed. And once people realize, I'm working to try to get in contact with the Communist Chinese government, and I've been in contact with another president. Once people realize we have this, we're going to get destroyed in trying to provide people with orders. We're already getting slammed right now, but it's going to get a lot worse. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Bill, Power C Plus, like you were mentioning, this is a really powerful way to help this support the immune system. So we're one of two species of mammals that cannot produce their own vitamin C. And so when we do take oral vitamin C, most of the time we are certainly taking it in a very acidic format. That's what regular ascorbic acid is like. Sometimes people come across formulas called buffered vitamin C, which helps a little bit. But this is basically a neutralized vitamin C or a pH for the vitamin C. I use what's called a mixed mineral ascorbate blend.
Right.
So it's also enhanced for absorption with a material known as Viagra, which is a patented material that has been shown in humans to help the vitamin C absorption into the blood by 40%. And so each one of these is 750 milligrams per capsule. And so you can give yourself a very good dose load. And then also, because of the way it's formatted, it doesn't create those problems with, like, loose stools that a lot of people end up suffering when it comes to using vitamin C and using it in an aggressive format.
Right. Now, what happens is, what people need to understand is, and this is something I want to make a broad spectrum statement here. 2 to 3% of doctors have the brains and the desire to study basic science like physiology or biochemistry or pathology. And the rest of them are basically drug salesmen that know 12 procedures. And unfortunately, in schools that are more advanced, like in Switzerland, you need to do a master's or PhD before you can even get into medicine. And you can't even go to dentistry unless you have a medical degree first. Do you know that? And you can't go into specialize until you do 5 years of general practice, so you know about the other aspects of the other parts of the body. So the most advanced doctors in the world graduated from schools in Switzerland. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, that is fascinating.
Right. Now, they have postdoctoral fellowship programs here. But if I had my way, you wouldn't graduate from medicine unless you do a PhD in a form of hard medical science. Doctors do not know genetics, epigenetics, immunotoxicology, quantum biophysics, or advanced pathology before they even graduate medicine. They learn basic stuff. They only have basic organic chemistry. Most doctors, the peak of their knowledge in pharmacology peaks in third year medical school, and after that it declines. Most doctors are drug salesmen that know 12 procedure, whether you're an orthopedic surgeon or a podiatrist or an obstetrician. Even if you're doing C-sections, you don't even know what a cell is. And if I ask doctors simple questions about biology or pathology that even a really good pathologist knows, which are the smartest section of doctors, but all of their patients are dead or on a slide under a microscope, doctors know virtually nothing. And even the things that pathologists know now won't get into clinical practice for 50 years, even regular pathologists. So you have to understand, I had my PhD level biochemistry and organic chemistry and genetics before I even went into medicine in 1973, and doctors are dumb as a bag of rocks, and they don't have curiosity. Curiosity, by the way, and you're a Christian, does not come from the mind. Curiosity and asking questions come from your soul. Why am I here? What's the nature of the universe? What's my destiny? What's the human race supposed to do? Those questions do not come from your mind, they come from your soul. And the more important thing than an IQ is your curiosity index, and I'm working on a digital decision tree thing to actually work out your curiosity index. It's inversely proportional to your cognitive dissonance. Now, when we give you these nutraceuticals, you're not only going to clear things that are going to give you protection from the SARS virus. People should understand that cancer, virtually in every cancer case, you can measure the free antigen for Epstein-Barr virus. And everybody that's got cancer, that I can actually do lab tests right now, and their cancer antigen tests are positive. Did you know that? In fact, I interviewed yesterday for over an hour Dr. Dan Royal, and he does this as he's one of my affiliates and belongs to the First Nations Native Board. He actually founded it. And we got a cancer patient. They all have Epstein-Barr virus growing in their tumors, whether it's breast cancer or prostate. Do you know that? And you can actually measure the Epstein-Barr virus antigen, and it's always positive in everybody that's got cancer. Isn't that wild?
No, that's really wild.
So you have to understand, cancer, including heart disease, where you've got nanobacteria oxidizing the cholesterol and causing damage to your artery walls, is not a sterile condition. That's why everybody getting heart transplants and heart disease have got horrible looking gums, because they haven't taken care of their gums and they've got the same nanobacteria growing in their artery walls, and elevated homocysteine levels burning the hell out of their astrocytes and oxidizing cholesterol, making 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol. So when we give these in nutraceuticals, you're not just taking them to try to protect yourself from SARS. You need to take them because most diseases are an infective state. Heart disease is an infection, cancer disease is an infection, and autoimmune diseases are often infections where antigens alter your body proteins, your body starts to attack it as non-self. That's what scleroderma is, what psoriasis is, what any of these illnesses are actually autoimmune, is antigenic molecules, even like MS, looks identical to the oligodendrocyte proteins of myelin basic protein because they look identical to Lyme or Lyme-like parasites, babesiosis, or ehrlichiosis. And if you talk to the average knucklehead doctor, when I talk to them, they try to either get arrogant. Trying to get arrogant with Stiegel, do you think it's a wise thing or an unwise thing? What do you think?
I'm going with unwise.
Going unwise. You know why? The word nice and Dr. Deagle should be 10,000 miles apart. I'm not nice. Anybody says, well, you're not a nice broadcaster. I said, geez, you're perceptive, aren't you? I said, I will die for you, but I won't lie to you. So you need to take these things, not just to stop SARS, but to make sure you don't die of a stroke or a heart attack or of a blocked artery in your leg. So let's go over the Allicin Med, Power C Plus, and Cell Defense. Let's go over these three again some more.
Yeah, Allicin Med, like you said, this is a really potent version that allows you with basically without the the smell and being overwhelmed with it, being able to use the product. It's really something that people can use, and it's one of nature's greatest defense nutrients. And it's potent, works extremely well, and it should be added to any protocol where you're working on the immune system to rid the body of anything that's a challenge, virus, bacteria, or otherwise.
Right. Amazing, isn't it?
Thank goodness, because most people eating garlic, you wouldn't have any friends if you had to just eat the garlic all the time, right? You'd be off on your own. But using a formulation like this allows you to capture the potency and the kill capabilities of what garlic has to offer. At the same time, you don't have to suffer some of the negative consequences of social interaction and things like that. And I think you brought it up earlier. You got the Allicin Med along with the Cell Defense Plus as a great option. Cell Defense Plus is a curcumin formulation, but it's unlike other curcumins, first and foremost, totally like non-chemical extraction process. This is a very potent version, and it allows basically an absorption rate without modifying the formulation or trying to kind of trick the body with phospholipids or anything like that to pretend it's getting across. This is free curcumin when it comes into the body, and so it's highly utilizable. And then the Cell Defense Plus also has the what's called turmerones, which is the essential oil component of the curcumin in the formula as well. And that is extremely rare. It's not something that people are getting. And I know a lot of people listening love essential oils and the potency and capabilities of what they can do for the body. Well, curcumin's got that same components, but it's stripped out of virtually every formula that people are taking, and they're losing that advantage for their body and the protection mechanism. So curcumin is truly one of nature's greatest supplements that we can use. Right. Garlic is right up there, but curcumin is truly one of the top leaders.
Right. People need to understand that, don't they? What's amazing to me is how the civilization is literally teetering. It says in the Bible, because I think people should understand, the only source of good and wisdom is God. The source of Luciferianism is doing good and evil works, thinking good works take away evil, which is the same lie that was told to Eve in the garden. And the same thing goes on with the medical profession, the legal profession, the politicians, and many of the leaders in the church or our sort of world government is led by what we call Luciferians. That they believe they can do good and evil. Our medical system are basically drug salesmen that want to live off the bodies of people who are sick and dying and doesn't want to actually cure disease because it'll ruin their market. Their market's based on people staying sick so they can keep them on meds and do procedures. Right?
Yes.
That's what alternative integrative medicine does. We try to actually provide care. And God has given me a number of the things, including some of the keys to the years of Methuselah. I not only have the scalar technology that allowed Adam and Eve to live with the Adamic frequencies of Adam and Eve, which is 4,000 times stronger to stimulate their production of messenger RNA, but I also have red deer velvet that God told me 5 years ago that the first day you actually start dying is when they cut the umbilical cord and you stop having 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones. We get red deer velvet, but the red deer velvet is destroyed by your stomach acid and pepsin. So you need the other things. And of course, I want to go over the kit here, a few other components, and I'll deal with it in more detail later with Greg Ford in hour 2 and 3. You have to understand, we have, of course, Neutrodyne, our plasma iodine, NIOSH masks, Nutri Silver Spray, which is myotomic silver with radionic frequencies and liposomes. Nutri Defense will wipe out the virus by wiping out the viral capsid and bacterial cell wall of all pathogens. and defense wipes that's designed with lauric acid and isn't to kill viruses on contact. The neutral defense capsules will actually destroy the viral capsule of all RNA and DNA virus. And we, of course, have, of course, a Nutrimune 26Y. I want you to mention this one, too, because this is actually the 26 major pathogen. See, you don't just die of the virus. When the virus inflames your airways, you die of bacteria that are already sitting there ready to cause pneumonia, like Haemophilus influenza, strep pneumonia, or some other pathogen. And they're just waiting for the airways to get inflamed enough. They can actually cause a lobar pneumonia and give you respiratory failure. So let's talk about Nutrimune 26Y for a minute, too.
Yeah. So the body's got to produce these immunoglobulins, and it does so. But the longer that we're kind of experiencing a challenge to our immune system or inflammation, we will steadily start producing less and less immunoglobulins that coat the gut lining. And so what happens is the body's more in an interior fight, and a lot of people experience low energy levels, and it's because their immune system is constantly being activated. And when I say the immune system, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have an outward symptoms of a cold or something like that that you truly recognize. It's that the body is constantly working on other things that it wish it didn't have to.
Right.
But basically, where's that? So what you're doing is, by using Nutrimune 26Y, is you're basically using an egg, all right, from hens that have been inoculated against 26 common human pathogens. And when you bring it in, it works as a surrogate for the missing immunoglobulins, or I should say deficient, because it's not that they're totally gone, it's just they're at a much lower level in your body. And I want to call out to people that, you know, haven't heard about using bioactive immunoglobulins. They may have used probiotics, they probably do, but this is a different aspect of the way that you help the gut and the immune system reaction that's totally different than what a probiotic can do. It's got a completely different mechanism. These are like the bouncers that basically go in and help to neutralize viral, bacterial, environmental, and food-based allergens or challenges before they have a chance to truly upregulate your immune system. And reminder, two-thirds of your immune cells are located in your gut lining. So this is where the fight is really started. And if you can neutralize before they have a chance to activate, then you can really shift this energy issue and start gaining your energy back for doing fundamental metabolism issues and running basic, support versus always trying to have this fight with all these guys getting into your system and activating you. So it's been a game changer for a lot of people that for years are doing a lot of the right moves but have never introduced bioactive immunoglobulins, and it's a breakthrough. Nutrimune 26Y, not only for like GI issues, but really for that overall arching issue with regards to energy and that the immune system is getting this, activation.
Exactly, yeah. It makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a game changer for a lot of people. And there's a lot of people, unless they listen to you, Dr. Bill, that are not exposed to this kind of thing, and that's obviously why they need to listen.
Right. Well, one of the things I think I want people to start understanding is we have the technology ready right now. We don't have to wait, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want them to understand that the technology is there for us to help people to overcome health conditions, because the regular medical system doesn't want people to overcome them, does it?
Well, I hate to say it, but they make money off of basically, the sick care versus the wellness care. And so, obviously, what you promote is really trying to help people, empower themselves to say, hey, look, it's your responsibility. But the thing is, even in my own life, right, unless I was blessed enough, and I have been, to be exposed to this kind of information in my life, you're just blinded to it because nobody's spending the time educating people except for doctors like you, and they're far and few between. And so you end up in this, system that really is just modifying kind of these symptoms and quote-unquote disease states versus saying, hey, listen, how do I really optimize the wellness in my body?
Right.
So a lot of people are out there like blind, blind individuals, and their hands are reaching all over the world trying to find that switch.
95% of my consults, and I do this very rare because most telemedicine doctors, there's hundreds all over the world, provide care, but they charge for everything they do. I don't charge for people to contact me by email or even a call back to tell them what nutraceuticals, but I do transition. If they want me to look at photos, x-rays, order lab test kits, or look at reports, they need to sign up to my First Nations Medical Board. I'm soon going to also be on the Naturopathic Board of California as a naturopathic MD, because I don't want to be on the regular medical board. The regular medical profession doesn't want people like me that are probably scientists first and doctors second, because we're busting the paradigms for disease, and I'll run through a couple of diseases that I found the cause. I found the cause of heart disease, which is dead macrophages. I know all the biochemistry of what causes it. I found the cause of post-traumatic brain injury. I found the cause of autoimmune disease with Dr. Chung and Vujidani over 40 years ago. I found the cause of diabetes, which is a skeletal muscle loss of GLUT4 transport and insulin receptors, not a pancreatic disease at all. I found the cause of aging. And all these things have nutraceuticals. So one of the end time signs in the book of Revelation is that when Yeshua, Jesus, returns to marry his bride, which is the saved human race, the sheep, his sheep, his flock, that the lifespan of man will be such that when someone dies at 100 years of age, he will be like the years of a child. Imagine someone being 100 years of age dying at, say, like we now have a 5-year-old or a 3-year-old. That's what it'll be like in the future. And those things are happening because of integrative medicine. We are conquering genetics, epigenetics. That's why when we do experimental, crazy, stupid things like 5G network or smart grid, which creates toxic e-toxins to damage our DNA and induction of our DNA, we put Roundup and we have it spraying on our crops, which can cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. When we have doctors giving polypharmacy, when they don't even test the person's phase 2 detox pathways to know what their genetic SNPs are. They had a conference in the late 80s in Ohio, and attending that conference were Japanese doctors. And the Japanese are very clever, so are the Chinese. And they picked it up and they said, look, this we should do this in all of our citizens in Japan. So in your health card in Japan, they know your phase 2 detox SNPs because they've asked to test that every citizen in Japan on their health card has their phase 2 detox. So when they actually take a drug, they know which drugs are going to go through 2D4 and 3A6, et cetera, pathways. So they know they're going to get super high toxic levels. I remember working in the ICU in Georgia in 1987, and we had a gentleman come in with heart block, and it's because he was taking an antihistamine that was processed through the same phase 2 detox pathways as his cardiac drug, and he ended into heart block. And we had to put a catheter in and actually drive his heart with an external cardiac pacemaker because he actually got a complete heart block caused by taking an antihistamine along with his cardiac drug. We don't test that. Our doctors here are like carrion birds. They should sew a symbol in the doctor or hospital of a condor or a black crow with a little white coat on it, picking at the bones of people on the medical highway. People say, Dr. Deagle, that's pretty sarcastic. I said, did I ever say I was nice? I like to crystallize things into reality because I can't deal with cognitive dissonance. I have an extremely high what's called curiosity index. It comes from my soul. I want to do the will of God. And what I see happen is a medical profession that lives off the bones in the dying flesh of a population. They're over-treated with drugs. There's a place for drugs. They're way over-treated with surgery that's unnecessary. They're not given preventive care. And even if this plague hits, they'll try to grab people that are symptomatic, but they've already infected many more other people. So it's not going to stop this plague. So if they don't listen to people like me that do have not only the oral care, but I also have worked out yesterday the atomic plasma frequency, the radionic frequency to suppress the spike glycoprotein, which is 207 hertz, which I know how to broadcast, we're going to end up with a massive drop in the world population. And if this public health expert is correct in Hong Kong yesterday, it's on BBC and elsewhere around the world, affecting 60% of the population with a current case fatality rate, six times more than 1918 flu that killed at least 100 million. We're looking at 750 million dead and one-tenth of the population of Earth dying, and the world locking down to a form of medical martial law and the mark of the beast. And if you think I'm delusional, you'll soon give me respect, because my days with my family, my colleagues, my cohorts in broadcasting, my days as Rodney Dangerfield are now over 2 weeks ago when I launched my first super PowerPoint presentation on 3:30 in the morning a.m. Pacific time on about the SARS coronavirus. My days as Rodney Dangerfield are now over, aren't they? Where you get no respect, and no respect days for Deagle are done. You can't just say I'm a narcissistic egomaniac or I'm crazy. You're either going to shut up and listen and live, or you're going to persecute me and you're going to die. How's that? So I recommend you get Vitamineral Max.
Love it.
Capsule. It's not, and I don't care. I care. I love about you anyway. I don't care what people think about me. I got my big boy pants. I'm a real Christian. I pray for my enemies, like Hillary Clinton and John Podesta. I pray for people that are our potential enemies. That's what we're supposed to do as Christians. They're our brothers and sisters, even if they're lost. I pray for nations like China. In fact, I'm making contacts to try to get my technology to the Chinese so they don't end up with a massive collapse of civilization. You see, Jesus brings words of prophets and apostles, and I am one, to bring science and technology given by the Most High God, because He gave me everything. I can't say I'm so bright I got all this. God gave it to me. But He's telling me to say the way of God is the only way to survive and live in His kingdom, especially when we transitioned in the last few weeks and Donald Trump had his budget. We now have the same symbology as the Federation of Earth when we went out in Star Trek. And the symbology of the Starfleet Command is identical on the logo to Space Command of Donald Trump, who got his budget in the fall, and he signed it literally the same days I received my dispensation to say the days of the apocalypse started on Monday, the 27th of January, 2020. And that's the same thing with integrated medicine. We've been persecuted. You know, there's only two naturopathic boards, and one of them lost last year in Nevada, and the Arizona one is up this year. And I talked yesterday for an hour plus with Dr. Dan Royal, who's the JDMD, that's the JDDO, who set up the First Nations Sports. We have a board outside the medical profession, because the medical profession are not, they don't deserve the respect to actually monitor people like me. I'm a scientist. What I do is based on labs that are actually certified federal labs, imaging studies, toxicology tested overseas at, say, the lab in Athens, Greece. And these nutraceuticals are not like average nutraceuticals. I get reports every day. I couldn't believe it. I get naturopaths and doctors. I took yours, Deagle, and they did things to my body immediately. I knew I was taking something in me that literally was glorious. It was something transitional happening, even something as simple as our Vitamineral Max. They took it and they said, "My gosh, Deagle, I can feel the glow as this literally enters my body." And it's like you get, as we said before, getting a high five from your cells saying, "Praise you, God! You took Deagle's supplement of Nutramedical." That's how your body feels when you take these things. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt.
It's not like taking drugs where your body says, "Oh, damn it! You're taking your blood pressure pills, your anti-cancer pills, you're taking your chemo." And how many people do you think get chemo brain? They get basically chemo-induced dementia and immune system failure. And if the cancer ever comes back, it's always chemo-resistant to the previous drugs they took. They never test even these dumb doctors, even the chemo-sensitivity of the drug. I test them when I send them to Germany. Now I use a lab in Athens, Greece. It's even more accurate. And I even get them the genetic vaccine, and Donald Trump got approval for a vascular vaccine with a need to try that goes after the antigens of the cancer blood vessels, because they have different antigenic sequence that will make your immune system destroy the capillaries that support cancer growth. We have all of these available right now, including our Nutrimeds. We have ozone therapy, including by April we'll have a new miniaturized form of the Tesla Violet Ray machine, because viruses can't exist with ozone. We've got hyperbaric oxygen, we've got pulse magnetic field, the Magi, the mini Magi, we've got my antenna system that can broadcast the Edenic frequencies over your home. People need to realize all this is available, but it's not available in conventional medicine. They are so busy doing the same thing they did before and go running from patient to patient, collecting, just like carrion birds, the flesh of their dying patients. It's disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Bill, do you have one more thing, product-wise, you want to go into? I've got to...
I know you got to run, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to sign off, and then we'll take a break for a few minutes here. Yes, I'd like to. I want you to talk about... what's my favorite one here? I want you to talk about the drinks, because people say, "I can't take stuff," and we have, of course, the Life Support, the Glycemics, the Ageless, and we have the NutriComplete. We have, of course, the Sports Energy Light and the Mega Muscles Amino Acid Powder. These are amazing. So just talk about the drinks for a minute. I think that's important. People get it. Yesterday I talked to a guy. He says, "My dad's so old he can't swallow pills, but he'll take some." "What do I take?" I said, Vitamineral Mix. Get the Vitamineral Mix. Mix it in and give it to him. Give it and say Life Support. Right?
Oh, man. The shakes are just... breakthroughs, because everybody listening, you go, look, one of the hardest things you can do and have to do, right, is to make consistently good food that is nutrient dense, right? For some people, like, well, I don't mind doing it, but you can't match up what you're going to find in a lot of these formulations. And like you're saying, from the basics of the multivitamin, where you can use the vitamineral mix, or if you want the capsule, vitamineral max. But and then the shakes, where you're talking about maybe it's blood sugar weight management with glycemic meal, maybe it's detoxification and immune support upregulation when you're working with ACELIS, and then you've got life support, which is literally like a reset button for the body. It's a very powerful formulation. We're working on weight, gut, phase one, phase two, liver, the hormonal balancing, really like a big reset button to the body.
Right.
And the beauty thing, our beautiful thing here is, it's working as a meal replacement for these shakes, so that you're not sitting there going, oh, now I gotta not only take my supplements, I gotta go find good, nutritious macro and micronutrients to pump into my body. Taken care of. So anybody out there that wants to get better performance out of their body, try instituting using these shakes 1 to 2 times a day and watch how dramatic it's going to help the body. And like you said, swallowing difficulties, you know, anybody that's challenged with bad behavioral issues, meaning they're very likely to pick.
Yeah, I got a picture of them up on the screen right now. Ageless, Life Support, Glycemics, NutriComplete. I mean, if you got a mama or grandma that can't swallow pills, this is what you need to give them if you love them. They're not going to digest their food. They need activated bionutrients to jump the gene defect. They need nutrients. Otherwise, that's what old age, a good part of it is starvation. Their body's not even absorbing in their bowel, and they can't bioconvert these to activated nutrients through their body to regenerate themselves. Every night when you go to sleep, you fractionally clone yourself into your new body. God taught me this, and this is funny, because God's the best humorist on the planet, in the universe, you know. God's got the best sense of humor. And he said, you know, when no one's older than a 7-year-old, and he proved it to me with science. You regenerate some things like your bowel wall every 4 days. So these drinks, if you don't like pills, get our drinks. Get Ageless, Life Support, Glycemics, get NutriComplete. Your body will say, high five, thanks. I got my morning drink. I feel like a new person. And it's not expensive. You can have small little drinks and sip it all day long, and your grandpa that's basically starving to death, your grandma who's recovering from cancer or heart surgery or whatever, they're not digesting, absorbing their food at all. Their bowel is shot, right? And their genes can't even bioconvert the nutrients they take in and convert them. That's why we even activated folic acid. We have B12. We've got albion chelated minerals that don't depend on the ion channels. They actually chaperone them into your cells. These are biopersistent, bioconverted, jump the gene defect, persist in your body, and they give you the building blocks to make a new you every day when you go to sleep.
Where, you know what, when people apply these things, they feel that difference. And you've said it before, it's like cellular handshake. Those nutrients are getting in, they're bioavailable, people are getting that fuel, and all of a sudden they go, yeah, my energy is feeling good. It's like, I've used shakes. And the other thing I want to circle back on these shakes too is, very important, these are designed to be just taken with water. So you don't have to mix in all these other things, because most people hear shakes and are like, dude, you got to take a blender. You better throw some fruit in there. You better put some special juice or something because you can't tolerate it. These are literally designed to be excellent, great tasting, great mouthfeel. No, you know, chemicals
or exactly,
sweeteners.
Yeah.
It's really powerful. They are built the best in the business. There's no doubt. This is literally like Mercedes-Benz, Rolls-Royce, high-level,
yeah,
beautiful stuff that when people take it, they go, oh, I like this.
Well, let's put it this way. The day after tomorrow is my DOA day. Do you know what that means?
Well, it's your birthday.
No, it's not. It's my DOA day. I wasn't born. I was born dead on arrival. And God's had to resurrect me multiple times. You know why? People say, Dr. Deagle, why don't you shut up and let your co-host speak? I was not born with a shut-up gene. You know that, right?
I've known you long enough to know that.
You know that, right? And you know that I'm not a normal human. I do not have a cape. And a lot of people want to think I'm a narcissistic egomaniac. I am talented like Leonardo da Vinci and Einstein. I am not an average person by any means. And that's not because I want to show off. It's because I have the compassion to come back from Earth when I was 8 years old when I nearly died, and to give man the truth and give man salvation to things like the SARS coronavirus and get their health back. And literally, God gave me the years of Methuselah. My contacts, Dr. Ron Klatz and Dr. Bart Goldman, have founded the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and they're hoping that they could get the keys to Methuselah. Guess who has them? Dr. Bill Deagle. And I'm going to give them to my colleagues in the human race. But you know what? They're going to have to repent. They have to turn back to God. They have to start repenting of both doing good and evil, thinking it's okay. They have to repent of a medical system that gives the average person my age 12 drugs. They have to repent of unnecessary chemotherapy without testing and surgery without testing. They got to repent of making bioweapons like the BSL labs that increased 30 times since 9/11. They have to repent of doing crimes like illegal wars around the world and even doing 9/11, which is an inside job. But they want to think that people like me are nuts. No. We are truth tellers. We are ones that are prophets that are giving the voice from the Most High God to say, if you want your health restored, if you want your nation restored, if you want to live in my kingdom eternally, if you want to be the queen of the heavens when we become a galactic civilization, which started 2 weeks ago, you need to repent and start taking supplements and realizing your doctor is doing evil, right? And doctors out there are starting to get it. They're starting to move into nutritional medicine. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Bill.
We'll have you on next Tuesday. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
We're going to take a little break for a minute.
It therefore supports healthy antioxidant activity, cellular and tissue regeneration, antioxidant activity, etc., and detoxification, sulfation, methylation. We have an amazing formula here today. So I recommend you get Vitamineral Max and a capsule with powders going to it. One scoop equals the Vitamineral Max powder. Fruit flavored and great for kids or adults who don't like to swallow capsules. Get it today at NutriMedical.com and stay well. If you have questions, do contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical at DrBillDeagle.com. 888-212-8871 is our order line. The show is from 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific, Monday to Friday. And you can call in if you have questions on the show or if you want to get a free starter protocol, just email me at contact us at NutriMedical or email NutriMedical at DrBillDeagle. Thank you, and if you want a free starter protocol, do contact us. Otherwise, do a very advanced consultative for testing, blood testing, and other testing with affiliate work with clinics all over the world, even in foreign languages. And I do train doctors free, but do charge for my time to review the records and do a recording for you after a consultation anywhere in the world. Thank you for listening. Take care and take action every day of your life with the most advanced nutraceuticals at NutriMedical.com.
And we're going to go back live now. We're actually live with our other information here. And I'm going to go to the Epoch Times news items. And we're going to bring on Greg Ford in the next half hour on hour number two, or actually less than that now, in around 20 minutes. I want to touch on some of the things. I'm going to pull up the latest on Epoch Times news. It's probably the best news items you can get is Epoch Times. So I'm going to pull up the latest on U.S., We, of course, have Born to Lead, the Year of the Rat. According to legends about the origin of Chinese zodiac, the animals competed in a race to decide their sequential order. And this year is the Year of the Rat. Man accused of double murder, freed after 25 years in prison. New California laws are hurting small business. California Insider with John Kabatek. U.S. to begin testing suspected coronavirus patients in 5 cities. This is going to slay nations, and if it's as effective, and of course the virus can mutate to either more violent or less lethal ranges, but now the current data that I have, which is going to change in numbers, indicates it's probably around 6 times more lethal than 1918 flu. So we're dealing with that right now. Let's look at the judge overturns the university settlement over Silent Sam statute. That's happening right now. 8 GOP senators joined Democrats in passing a resolution to limit Trump's Iran war powers. Senate passed a bipartisan resolution to limit President Trump's ability to take military action. That's so that they can actually stop him declaring war on Iran, which in some ways is good, but we're dealing on the front edge because what happens is if Israel thinks they're in danger of being attacked by weapons from Iran, they're going to attack the Bashar reactor. And whether the Senate wants to believe it or not, they're going to be hauled into another war. And with the coronavirus attack, we're facing that too. Let's talk about the latest here about U.S. politics now. What we're dealing with right now is we have a chosen pump. They passed this resolution to limit war powers. Let's open that article up and see what we have inside the article so we can actually look at that while we're here. President Trump. This is from the from Epoch Times. I strongly recommend you get your own subscription. Senate passed a bipartisan resolution to limit President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran in the wake of the airstrike that killed a top commander last month. Eight Republicans voted in favor of the measure, including Senator Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Susan Collins, Todd Young, Jerry Moran, Kansas, Lamar Alexander, Tennessee, Bill Cassidy, Lisa Murkowski, Alaska. They joined every Democrat in the chamber. It passed 55 to 45. So the resolution was introduced by Senator Tim Kaine, Democrat of Virginia, and Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois, after Iranian General Qasem Soleimani was killed in January. Now, by the way, we know that Qasem Soleimani was killed as a hit in a green zone with a Hellfire missile that actually killed him in an American vehicle while he was in the zone, actually to bring a peace accord agreement between Iran and Saudi Arabia and Israel. He was down there negotiating a three-person pipeline in southern Lebanon and went over to the green zone, and we hit him and killed 20 of his staff plus an Iranian general that was killing off ISIS that we created. Resolution would directly direct the U.S. military to pull back from conflicts with Iran that don't have congressional approval. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that he opposes the resolution. Meanwhile, President Trump called on GOP members to vote against the bill, saying it would show weakness to Tehran. This is a picture here showing Qasem Soleimani that was killed. Commander of Iran's Quds Force attends an annual meeting in 1979, Islamic Revolution in Tehran. Iran on February 11th. This is a picture there. Trump said now it is not the time to show weakness, and that if his administration is unable to act on Tehran, Iran would have a field day. That means if Iran does a field day and starts attacking Israel, Israel will attack them and will be hauled into a war anyway. In fact, it increases the danger of war by the action of the Senate, in my opinion. Because it means if it shows any signs of weakness, Iran will do things, especially trying to attack Israel, and Israel will nuke the Bashar reactor, and America will be forced into war whether they like it or not in the Senate. In a series of Twitter posts on Wednesday, the president wrote, "It is very important for our country's security that the United States not vote for the Iran War Powers Resolution." So it's a resolution that's not passed yet. "We're doing very well with Iran, and this is not the time to show weakness. If my hands are tied, Iran would have a field day. Sends a very bad signal. The Democrats are only doing this as an attempt to embarrass the Republican Party. Don't let it happen." Kaine, meanwhile, has argued that the measure isn't necessarily about Trump, but about Congress reasserting the congressional power to declare war. "This resolution is about Congress reclaiming its rightful role in decisions about war," Kaine said Wednesday. "While the president does and must always have the ability to defend the United States from imminent attack, the executive power to initiate war stops there. An offensive war requires a congressional debate and vote. This should not be a controversial proposition that clearly stated in the Constitution." But Senator James Inhofe, Republican Oklahoma, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said, "The move to kill Soleimani was appropriate and should be commended." Other Republican senators, including Senator James Raich, the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, echoed the remarks. "The president defended American lives and showed Iran that terrorism and, most importantly, spilling American blood," because, by the way, Soleimani had killed over 660 Americans and non-Americans, including the Quds Force, "that will come at a price." Inhofe said on the floor, "We're in the best negotiating position with Iran since 1979, he added, referring to when the current regime in Tehran came to power. So President Trump looks on Senator Rand Paul, speaks at a campaign rally in Rupp Arena in Lexington, in Kentucky on November 4th. Democrat presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders said he supports the bill to stop what he calls a dangerous escalation with Iran. "It is Congress, not the president, who has the power to take this country into war. And that's what this vote was about," he said, after voting to approve the measure. And Senator Paul, one of Trump's strongest defenders, argued last month that the resolution is necessary because the Constitution specifically says the war-breaking power resides in Congress. "The vote failed to meet the 67-vote threshold needed to overcome Trump's likely vote. The presidential veto a war powers resolution in 2019, so it didn't pass. But they had 55 versus 45 senators, including eight Republicans, who pushed for it, but they didn't have the 67-vote threshold needed to overcome Trump's veto. So that's how crazy things are getting here. You need to understand that, people. The next issue I want to cover here is science, and we're going to touch on that for a moment before we go to our break here in a few minutes. U.S. concerns a Russian spacecraft tailing American spy satellites. That's because Russia has spy-killing satellites, and so do the Chinese that have lasers and ballistic missiles in space, and they want to poke our eyes out. U.S. Air Force conducts a test flight of its intercontinental ballistic missile, so there's now a space war with the hypersonic cruise missiles of Russia that can travel 27 times the speed of sound to our missile systems. AccuWeather predicts late spring. They have the California largest toxic cleanup is failing. Lead poisoning locals say, this is in Los Angeles, of the walls of the Resurrection Church in L.A. Phytoplankton predicted to increase by 2,100, researchers say. SpaceX capsule splashes down off Florida after intentional rocket failure. A report, U.S. remains the world's number one spender on research as China tries to close the gap. Trump administration approves huge solar project in California. Environmental groups sue Trump administration over fracking. Fracking, of course, this is these environmaniacs. Now, fracking is not bad, but in some areas, if you put dirty water down to what we call fault zones, it'll cause frack quakes, I call it earthquakes. German research developing the first test to diagnose new virus from China. The German scientists are working on this, but they don't have a proper test yet. Coastal city moves to ban coal exports, cutting off a major port. A coastal city in California is moving to ban coal exports, shutting down a port that handles a lot of coal. Astronaut completes spacewalk without helmet, camera, lights. Wow. Fewer lights and camera views. DeSantis, Florida, agrees to buy swaths of Everglades to protect from oil drilling. Germany shuts nuclear plant as it phases out atomic energy. And China convicts three researchers involved with gene editing babies. So they're doing gene editing of babies to create a super race. And they're actually, the Chinese have already advertised they'll create organ-specific transplants for your kidneys, heart, and liver, and lungs. And they'll grow them in babies, and then actually when they get big enough, they'll transplant them to you, their tissue type to your tissue. They actually advertised that last year, believe it or not. Boeing capsule returns to Earth after aborted space mission. U.S. rare earth element processors to help break China stranglehold. China's got a stranglehold in some rare earth elements. They have a mine in Texas. Boeing Starliner, a capsule, makes launch debut but hits a snag. Plants emit ultrasonic screams when stressed, so that you can actually measure these screams because plants actually are intelligent. They're not stupid. They just have a different language. Surprising first results from NASA's sun-skimming spacecraft near the coronosphere of the sun. Yellowstone area experiences 193 earthquakes in a month. These are caused by gravity waves from the collapse of Betelgeuse, 671.2 light years away, and the gravity waves shake the unstable nuclei of ringwoodite 410 to 660 kilometers deep. And we're going to bring on Stephen Jacobson from Northwestern University in Illinois to show the ringwoodite, which comes up in the interoceanic cleft 32,000 miles long. When it's shaken by gravity waves, it causes the release of nascent oxygen and hydrogen to create water that lowers the magma melting point of rock, and all the earthquakes and volcanoes in the earth are driven by water released from ringwoodite in a deep mantle. So we know the gravity waves from a coronal mass ejection from the sun or a supernova like this one in Betelgeuse are the actual cause of crustal slips. And I talked this morning to Mark Gaffney. He'll be back on the program here shortly. He's working on his book, and Dr. McKenney I have more visions about this event, which is a crustal slip or lithospheric disjunction. This will be the event that will terminate the New World Order and their internet and their digital control of planet Earth. So they're luciferic, satanic bankers and globalists. It is a crustal slip of the Earth that happened to destroy the empire of the ancient Atlanteans. Let's go to the next one. I think this next one is China. Let's open up and get the latest blurb on China before we close off here. China, we have U.S. disappointed with China's coronavirus response, top White House advisor. U.S. leaders are disappointed with the way China has handled a new coronavirus outbreak, top White House advisor Larry Kudlow. Let's go and open that article up because it's worthwhile looking at. The U.S. leaders are disappointed in the sharpest criticism of China to date over the response to the virus. Kudlow said the United States hasn't received enough information from Chinese Communist Party officials about what's happening. I wish we did know more. Of course, they're hiding it. Our satellites are actually detected, and I have contacts that are actually on the news in India and the UK, etc., that there's more sulfur dioxide, so you can pick it up with our U.S. satellites from their burning so many bodies in their crematoria that we can actually detect it. And the Indian news agency last night, watched it on YouTube, detected that the parts per million went up to over 1,500 parts per million of sulfur dioxide caused by cremating hundreds of thousands of bodies. So this has gone off like a rocket in China, and they're lying when they say what's happening there, how many new cases they have. The virus is contained in the U.S. We don't know if it's contained in China. It's definitely not contained. That's why after 3.5 weeks, Xi showed it up. So that's what's going on there. Let's hope, go back to the article here. U.S. to begin testing suspected coronavirus patients in 5 cities. By the way, the test kits from the CDC are defective in all 50 states. They are showing false negatives and false positives. U.S. charges Huawei with conspiracy to steal trade secrets. What they do is they use Huawei to actually hack into the digital control of technology for every tech company that they're involved with. So they want to not only know what your actions are as citizens, but also hack into every digital company and every corporation working on technology and steal for the Communist Chinese Party, which they want to take over manufacturing, according to Xi's documents. By 2021-5, they want to, in 5 years, control the Mark of the Beast, the supercomputer, Beast computer system, which we have already sitting at Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado, the primary node, as a giant underground cube of Cray 4 computers now replaced with Cray 5 quantum computers. I know all the technology, not a little bit. Dr. Deagle knows everything. Dozens of Chinese soldiers infected with coronavirus, with thousands under quarantine. Human Rights Scoop, that's all new. Tokyo, IOC officials reiterate that the Olympics are on. They're going to have Olympics, reiterate their message on Thursday at the start of the day, 2 days of meetings. WHO officials, by the way, the World Health Organization, I call it the World Horrors Organization. When I traveled in 97 to Zurich, Switzerland, I talked about fetal tissue transplant for diseases like Parkinson's disease and diabetes. They gave me a box of documents that WHO and the Center for Disease Creation, CDC, are fronts for big biotech and vaccina that are going to profit while they're reducing the world population. So this is all a scheme by globalists. And even we're watching this miniseries, The Crown, the Duke of Edinburgh, the Queen's husband, said if he dies, he wants to come back and be resurrected as a virus to kill off much of the human race. These maniacs, basically, I call the reptilian class of Draco reptilians, indwelling our brothers and sisters as people of clay and iron, are planning on the termination of much of the human race, which is in the website Deagle, DEAGEL.com, until they removed it last year, a play on my name, that plans on reduction of the population of the United States by 5 years from now, 2025, by 86%, and worldwide over 90%. China threatens stability in the Pacific, U.S. commander. China is threatening the sovereignty of many small Pacific islands and undermining the region. That's right. China replaces head of its Hong Kong and Macau affairs office. Coronavirus quarantined Diamond Princess cruise ship to let some passengers off early. They had to actually move their ship to Cambodia to get off ship because they weren't allowed. And I believe this ship has got about 170 people as of yesterday that are positive for SARS coronavirus COVID-19. U.S. confirms 15th coronavirus case first in Texas. Japan coronavirus ship ordeal to end early as Tokyo taxi driver tests positive. So there's a taxi driver in Tokyo has tested positive for the coronavirus. Wow. It's out of the box and just grabbing people with thermal scanners in the airports. And like in China, grabbing people and putting, you know, welding the doors of their apartment building or putting them in a civil detention camp on gymnasiums where they're cross-contaminated. You can see a picture here. Sometimes we'll pull this up later, where you can see gymnasiums with hundreds of beds and they're all cross-contaminating each other. It's completely stupid and evil. Japan confirms death from new coronavirus. Virus outbreak in China poses a new problem for Boeing. Vietnam, by the way, these Boeing aircraft and all the other aircraft in the early 80s took out the HEPA filters, which would filter out viruses, but now every aircraft on Earth if someone coughs in the back of the plane from was have TB or resistant bacteria or virus like coronavirus or SARS, they blow it in your face within a few minutes. So if you don't wear a mask and it should have a visor over protecting your eyes, because if it gets in your tear ducts, it can infect you. And they've actually found now evidence in Wuhan that someone with 10 floors above got it through the pipes, basically their sewage pipes, and the virus managed to get backed up through the sewage pipe and infect people 10 floors above that didn't have any physical contact or even airway contact. So you got to understand this is an extremely infective organism. 83% of people exposed are going to come down with it, can have an incubation up to 24 days. So now North Korea has increased their quarantine time from 15 days to 30 days. So if you're suspected of having the virus, they're going to quarantine you for 30 days. So Vietnam quarantines over 10,000 people amid coronavirus outbreak. Chinese compares TAP virus bonds, but put cash to other uses. Coronavirus spells brutal Valentine's Day for Shanghai dining spots. Taiwan plans $2 billion package to soften coronavirus hit to economy. And by the way, the Chinese tried to exclude them from the World Health Organization meeting this last week in Basel, Switzerland. Indonesia traces movement of Chinese tourists with coronavirus. That's what they're going to end up doing here. We're going to move probably by the summer in America to medical martial law, so they'll have a... I got news last October that they're going to have a system beyond the World ID where you have to have a biometric ID to travel in any country. As of the United Nations plan, which is a world certification ID, which we have now, that when you cross any state line, they're going to track you. So they probably either have to chip you. They may also force vaccinate every person in the society. And if you don't have a vaccine, you won't be able to go to a public place because you can spread the virus. This is what I see coming, is medical martial law by the summer or early fall. 44 more passengers aboard Diamond Princess cruise test positive. U.S. Must prepare for thousands of COVID-19 cases in coming weeks, experts warn. Hackers indicted in Equifax breach are part of Chinese electronic warfare program. By the way, they stole the records of financial records for 146,000 Americans. Coronavirus live updates. China reluctant in accepting outside help. Of course, they're trying to hide it because it's going to cause a collapse of the Communist Party and Mr. Xi, who's the emperor for life. U.S. trade performs shows strong internals and evidence decoupling from China. In other words, we're decoupling our economy. I don't think that's true at all. A lot of the parts for even automobiles are made in Wuhan and the surrounding areas, like the Detroit of the world now. It's bigger than Detroit ever was in central China. Five medical workers in Yunnan province detained, fined for sharing videos about coronavirus patients. Coronavirus outbreak, what we know, and the tips to stay safe. These people are foolish. Washing your hands does not kill the virus. Let's look and see. That goes back to yesterday, the 12th. Let's see if we have some more information from yesterday. Some Chinese officials resigned when ordered to handle coronavirus outbreak. Top CDC doctor warns U.S. should prepare for coronavirus to take a foothold. Center for Disease Control, CDC officials cite label error. Delay in testing and mix-up involved coronavirus patient release. So one of the patients got released that was brought in here by a flight that was positive for the coronavirus test and was released into the public. That was here in California, just south of us in Miramar. U.S. needs to reduce dependence on Chinese drug suppliers. This is a problem. Most of our seniors get drugs that are coming from suppliers. They moved all the FDA supervising staff out of them last week. So no FDA staff are there to supervise the production of generic drugs. So here in America, we're going to have a major shortfall in drugs for our seniors. The primary drugs they use that are cheap are generic drugs manufactured in facilities in China. People are not realizing what this is going to do in many, many areas of life. Jury finds Mar-a-Lago intruder not guilty of trespassing. Coronavirus super spreader released from UK hospital. China hasn't given CDC access to direct data from coronavirus outbreak. They're lying. In fact, the Chinese Communist Party is in a grave danger right now of getting taken over by the population. They're going to invade them and probably kill the PLA leaders that are now billionaires because they made corrupt deals with our corrupt politicians in America and exported 60,000 factories in the last 30 years to China primarily. Top oil gathering in London subdued as various fears cut travel plans. So labs find problem with U.S.-issued coronavirus test kits. This is one that happened yesterday. So the lab kits are not are defective. Singapore DBS sends 300 staff home after one contacts coronavirus. Top U.S. officials warn against assuming new coronavirus is on the decline. The Chinese are trying to say it's on the decline. These are liars. The Chinese Communist Party faces its biggest crisis in SARS. Five charged for conspiracy to sell sanctioned Iranian oil to Chinese refinery. Coronavirus outbreak just beginning outside China, says expert. This is from Singapore. Holland America says cruise ship Westerdam to dock in Cambodia. That's the one I was talking about that's going to dock in Cambodia. The one, the Diamond Princess, which we belong to, they go to the Princess Line. That's what we go to when we cruise. They're actually are not getting any countries to accept them. As of yesterday, they had 175 people that, that scored positive on their test for SARS coronavirus alpha. Gucci owner Kering halts spending in China on coronavirus fears. Taiwan says it didn't need China's permission for WHO meeting. So on that note, we are going to take a break, and we're going to be back in a minute with our dear friend Greg Ford, who will be on for probably the next 2 hours, and we'll have a break in a minute here. Do go to Nutramedical and get your first line kit, because we're going to get slammed. And if you don't order it now, don't expect us to have the supplies when thousands or millions of people try to get it, especially when the communist Chinese or people are wealthy enough to can buy more than one sets of kits. So order it now, or you're not going to have the access to it, because we're going to try to increase our production. We've dramatically increased it, but we can't meet the need because we're the only place on Earth that has natural nutraceuticals and technology, including my scalar technology, to suppress it. Preparing for this for decades because I knew it was coming since 9/11, where I was their doctor. I knew it was an inside job, including weaponized anthrax. We verified with Barbara Honegger, Greg Ford, and Susan Lindauer, you've listened to recently. So Dr. Deagle's not delusional. I'm way ahead of the curve, and if you don't listen to me, you're going to suffer. And unfortunately, many of you and your family are going to die if you don't listen. So do take care, take action, pray, as God has given the gift of the solution here. But my days as Rodney Dangerfield are now over. So if you disagree and think, well, Dr. Deagle talks over his guests and talks too much, shut up and listen. Okay? Shut up and listen.